41-3. Congratulations on just a super football game.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, it was the score makes it look a lot worse than it was in my eyes. I felt like they were able to move the ball some on us, especially in that first half, and without a couple big plays, you know, we were a little frustrated with our offense. So it's good to get out there with the win, but you know, I don't know. I think we're fortunate that it wasn't a closer game.
Well, I see a football game that, yes, they had some opportunities in the first half, starting drives at our 31 and our 28 on back-to-back possessions, but your defense only gives up 3 points during that span. Coach, you're ahead 14-3, but talk to me about the defensive effort by this squad tonight.
You know, Coach Sullivan and Coach Stille and all the coaches that are coaching in their defensive positions are so good at getting those guys prepared. You know, I felt like on almost every play, we'd look at their formation, and I think that our guys truly had a good idea of what play they were going to run on out of that formation. That gives them the confidence to move with full speed, and when they start getting into the red zone, it's so much harder when you compress all that talent we have into a smaller area. It's just too many guys that are ready to hit, too many guys that want to make the tackle, and I think that that's really helped us this year.
We limit them to 242 yards of offense. So, yes, maybe they did move the ball a little bit. Probably their best series would have been their opening drive of the game. But come on, Rudy, in the second half, we didn't give them anything.
Right. I know what you want me to do here, but it was third and two, I think, when we had a long touchdown pass to Parker. You know, that's the kind of stuff. You know, I think it was third down again when we hit another deep pass to Parker. So I think you know, while the score says it got out of hand, I really think that Spirit Lake's a good football team, and I truly believe that they, you know, it makes me feel really good about our squad that
Yeah.
we were able to take down a team like this in that fashion, because they're a good football team, and I think that we're really starting to realize the kind of football team that we can be.
Well said, Coach. 500 yards of offense for your squad. Michael DeMars, 366 through the air on 12 completions. Big pass plays. How about the yards after the catch by your receivers in this game?
Yeah, our athletes are unreal. You know, to see them do some of the things that they do, it blows my mind. You know, it's the type of plays that normal people can just dream about. They really make us look good sometimes. You know, we throw a screen and Lamar breaks about 100 tackles on his way to the end zone, and it's, well, I guess that was a good call. I don't, I mean, it sure seemed like a good player. So,
Yeah.
it's, you know, they're just ready to go. They want to win.
Well, I'm sure they're maybe chomping at the bit to play week 8 as well as you're playing right now. Can't wait to get to the next one.
Yeah, you know, we talked to him after the game, and I said if somebody told me at the beginning of the year that I could make it to the playoffs and lose first round, I'd have taken them up on it in a heartbeat. You know, be the first team ever to make it to the playoffs. But as these games keep going and I see what we're capable of, we're adjusting our goals every time we go out on the field. We're not content. We're not happy. And we're ready to keep rolling.
Well, you are rolling, and tonight was a great indication of just that. 41-3, the final scores. The Storm Lake Tornadoes really put it to Spirit Lake tonight. Any other words or comments on this game this evening? Because you guys were awesome.
You know, the only thing I can say is just how awesome the crowd was tonight. There were like 90 kids that came on the Pep Bus, and there were fans all over the place. I just love how well we're traveling, and I appreciate all the people that are watching at home, too.
Next week at Spencer for the Storm Lake football team trying to make it 8-0. Coach Rudy Week, thanks for joining us here in the postgame.
Thanks for having me on.